This is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the third hour of our official Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Saturnalia, whatever, yeah. And Kwanzaa, solstice, winter solstice, and anything else you're celebrating this holiday season. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Sure, appreciate that. And that, of course, will bring up all the great animal stuff I post on your timeline so you won't miss anything. And boy, there's some really good stuff this week. And you can also find Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They're in the studio today, so you won't find them there now because they're here doing remotes for you guys. But you can find them on Facebook, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and give them a like while you're there as well. You can also access their website, which is whispering-dragon.com. And their office number is 206-706-2836. And speaking of your contact information, you've got a special deal going on right now.
Yes. Tune up, tune in, tune out. Tune up for the new year, tune into your higher self, and tune out any of the sort of negative, useless stuff. So $20 off new clients and $20 off remotes, old and new. We also have lovely Tibetan bowls if someone is still looking for a Christmas gift, or we have gift certificates and
wonderful
crystals and cool
all
stuff.
That great stuff. Yay. Woohoo. Yeah. Because you can. You have little crystals you can infuse with different things for different
we
purposes
sort of charge
for people.
Them with different planetary energies to accomplish whatever it is the person is looking for vibrationally. And
cool. All right. And we have got wide open phone lines, folks. If you would like a free remote session that can help with physical, emotional, behavioral issues for you, your animal friends, or both of you, they can do house, property, or business clearings, all kinds of good stuff. So if you'd like Jude and Paul to work with you, just give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And since
we also have sound portals. I forgot to mention
that. Oh, that's right. The sound portals are great.
So you can we have different ones for abundance and grounding and tranquility. And it's like a 8 to 10 minute combination of gongs and bowls and stuff like that. And you can download it as an MP3 and, run it as a loop.
Yeah, and they do that through the website, right?
Yeah. They
Whispering-dragon.com is where you'll find the sound portals and you can purchase them and download them.
Yeah.
They're great. All right. Well, you know what? I know how we can get the phone ringing. Let's sing!
Oh, okay.
Yay. All right. I don't like this when this is going on. They're passing notes.
Oh, it was just something we had forgotten to do that I was reminding you
of. Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, when people pass notes and I can't see what's going on, I feel left out. All right. We are going to serenade you here for Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Saturnalia. And happy Kwanzaa and happy winter solstice. And this is our doggy versions of Christmas carols. We are going to start with a Santa Paws is coming to town. Everybody ready? A one and a two and a one, two, three. You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight.
Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen, he sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Oh, wow. Our musician is way more with it this time. See, I knew we'd get better as the show goes on. All right, now my all-time favorite doggy Christmas carol. And this is done to the tune of Winter Wonderland. We just call it Doggy Winter Wonderland. A one and a two and a one, two, three. Dogtails ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree. That's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee. It's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth. I marked it as my winter wonderland.
Woo!
Oh, well, I think we were outstanding.
Unfortunately, I can hear myself when I'm singing.
So, yeah. Well, me too, but you know, I've just learned to ignore that. And besides, Phyllis said last hour that she felt better when she heard us sing.
And
so.
Somebody called. So
and look
go.
At that, the phone started ringing. That's the way.
Tell us to stop singing.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, if the phones go away, we'll just start singing. Yay! Great idea. Well, woohoo!
This Winter Wonderland reminds me of the Frank Zappa song "Don't Eat the Yellow Snow." Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you go where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Oh, okay. Well, it reminds me of my Robbie Golden, you know, because when we... But it had been so long since we got snow, but we've actually had snow this year. So I've had some yellow snow. And anyway, I love those songs. Thank you for joining me in singing. You're actually, in all these years, the first guest I've had that would actually sing with me at Christmas, so... You get the nod for Christmas shows, so you sing with Martha.
We'll practice before next year.
Well, I threatened to do
yourself,
that. For
yourself, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good. Except, you know, the other thing we could do is, because Paul plays the guitar, you could bring your guitar in, and you could play us
could
on the
guitar. Learn these, yeah.
All righty, well, let's get to the phones. We have something new to do here. We're going to Peg in Shoreline. Peg, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Good morning, Peg.
Good
morning, all of you.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm glad you didn't hang up when you heard us sing.
I loved it.
Yay. So what can Jude and Paul do for you?
Well, I was wondering and asked Kathy if they can do house clearings remotely.
You bet they can. You bet.
Well, I think I need that in my apartment. I don't know whether it's psychological or what, but I swear I feel better when I am outside of this apartment, and not just social. I'm not talking about just going to social things. I mean, when I come home, I feel sickish.
Huh.
And so sickish, like you feel like heavy or agitated?
Nauseated?
A little agitated. I think it has to do with this anxiety stuff that I suffer with forever. And I have a sense that I need the heater vents cleaned or something like that. Maybe it's something physical, but I don't really know. I like to come home. I love to come home to my cat. It's not like in fact, I love being home, except for this sense that I feel better away from home.
Interesting. Oh, you're getting the big bowl to start with here.
You said you're in an apartment?
Yes, I'm in a two-bedroom apartment, ground floor, freezing cold all the time.
Is there a garage underneath you?
No, okay. It's just cement.
But the apartment is cold temperature-wise?
Yes, it I think it's coming from the floors. I think they have a really cheapo rug mat or whatever, because even the cat is cold on the floor. My feet are cold even with shoes on sometimes. But it's poor windows, you know, they sweat in the winter. It's not well insulated, I don't think. But I have a yard and a patio, and, you know, the ground floor is what it is.
Well, Jude started with the big bowl, and now it's gone to Sun and Ohm and the higher frequencies.
Yeah.
Can you kind of tell what she's doing, Paul?
Well, the sun stuff is because it's warming, but also it's activating and brings light, you know, where there's darkness. And so, you know, that kind of...
Is that Ohm and is that Neptune?
Yeah. Neptune kind of increases the
flow.
You know, go with the flow. It's Neptune's the god of the ocean, right? So this has to do with flow, tidal flow, and flow in general.
Calming. Neptune's very calming.
Yeah.
That's not good. So Neptune is very calming. I didn't realize that.
Well, it does. It's like, you know, it's like the ocean. It's like that heaviness and that calmness of the ocean. I mean, the ocean, of course, can be reckless as well. But
so I'm going to clear some stuff like out of the space in the corners.
Yeah.
So you're picking up what stuff in the corners of the...
Yeah, just old stuck energy.
Oh, I love the Tinkshaws. We'll have to see, Peg, if you know what you feel and notice it's different in this clearing and stuff, because maybe you need some some clearing tools yourself.
Oh, I'm sure I do, and I'm due for another one with them.
For June and Paul.
Yes.
Now you're getting a Tibetan bowl here again.
Last time I went to them, I took my cat.
Oh.
And you said you were pretty sure they'd do that, and of course they did.
Yeah.
And she was quiet. I covered her carrier and didn't hear from her during the session, but she was a new cat.
Really? Wonderful.
After we left, she, all the way home in the car, she's giving me these lovey, lovey eyes, just like she was in some kind of a trance.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So what did you go to? Peg brought her kitty into the Whispering Dragon Center in a carrier or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to
rush her past their dog.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Magic, because Magic is there.
Yeah.
And we're very interested in things coming in and carriers.
Uh-huh. Beautiful dog.
Well, so now she's using the Mars and Venus chimes.
Yeah, balancing.
Balancing the energy in there. That's great. So did you just work in the energy field of the cat and so forth?
The cat was in the space there, not doing anything right on the cat, just in the absorbing, I mean, you know, sound... vibration.
Well, it sounds like Jude's got to blow this stuff out.
Yeah.
So you're getting
the
didgeridoo here.
Yeah, usually what we find when we're doing space clearings is that there's both the high frequencies and the low frequencies are good because they.
Love that didge. So you were saying the high and the low frequencies are necessary when you're doing most space clearings?
Yeah, they're useful just because there's usually a combination of energies that that respond to different frequencies and different.
We're going to shake it off.
Rattle tends to break up and scatter stuck energy.
Well, it's wonderful to hear, Peg, though, that you were able to take your kitty into Whispering Dragon Center and, and that you noticed a big difference with her.
I mean, of course, it made a huge difference with me. I mean, we were working on me, but just having her there, it was a twofer.
I mean, that's kind of the way we do it with because a lot of times we're not treating the animals as directly. We're treating their human companions, and then, and of course, we're accounting for the energy of the animal as well, but usually working on the human companion has a huge, you know, effect on the
Absolutely, and she definitely picks up on my energy. I see it all the time. She's a good gauge for me to realize that I'm the one that needs to calm down and get centered.
All right.
I think
so
we feel
good on that one?
We're good for now, yeah, I think.
Super. All right, Peg, we'll notice what's different.
I will. I hope it is different, and I thank you so much, and I'll see you guys soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Happy holidays. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take care of advertisers, and so we can kind of stay on time here in the last hour of today's show. And please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. We're going to Seattle next, and we do have open lines if you want to grab one. 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Don't wait too long if you want to get a session here, because I've still got to get current events in. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Carol Bromley from the UK. It's our version of A Christmas Carol, and you won't want to miss it.
On Saturday, please enjoy 2 hours of classic and modern Christmas music, our gift to you the morning of Christmas Eve.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, and music for 2 hours on Christmas Eve.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost? cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Love those purrs.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I say, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Saturnalia, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Winter Solstice, whatever else you're celebrating today. We are in the, well, in the last hour of a harmonic energy shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. We do have open lines, so if you want to get in, make sure you do it soon. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Right now we are going to head to Seattle and welcome Ciel. We know her as Carlene. Ciel, Carlene, whoever you're being today, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Good morning.
Same
to you. So
I just want to send a big shout out to of gratitude for all those who were helping in the metaphysical realm to help for the return of my mobile device here, and it's in my hands, and all my work on it is safe.
Oh, that's right, because you called in last week with Dr. Nils, and your phone you thought had been stolen. That's good news, and it had a poem on it you really wanted to retrieve, but you found your phone this week.
And somehow there's very definitely metaphysical aspects to its recovery, so I'm very, very grateful.
Well, that's wonderful. I guess you called Jude and Paul off the air.
Yeah, we had a message on our phone. Yeah,
yeah, and they did some energy work related, so apparently it all worked out.
Yeah, we did a very basic kind of two-point. We, connected the phone with her and just kind of picked, created a resonance between the two. And
created allowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently it worked.
Yeah.
So what would you like today?
It's truly miraculous, and I can't thank you enough. My questions for you today are... before I move to my own circumstance, I wanted to ask you, if possible, that perhaps after you leave the studio and return home, that you might access the people at Standing Rock. Many of the people who are holding vigil there for protecting the land and the water and the air are newcomers to the severe cold that they're experiencing, and with wind chill, it's reaching 50 below zero.
Yeah, I've heard that it's really cold back there.
Yeah,
and of course,
they call it negative 50, and they're living most of them in tents. So
prayers and good intentions for those water protectors at Standing Rock is very important. I'm hoping, or I'm concerned that it's not over, even though the Army Corps has decided to find another route. But we do have a different
administration. So I'm not sure if your remote work can encompass such a large endeavor. But
I'm sure that Jude and Paul are doing what you can anyway.
Well, we've been doing, we've been doing some stuff.
We all know about this. So is there something that you would like them to do for you today, Carlene?
Yes, definitely, if possible. I spoke with you, Jude and Paul, in a few months ago when you were on with Martha about a shoulder that had been impacted, and I wasn't sure of the exact diagnosis. But in speaking with someone who had suffered what I intuited this was, which was a rotator cuff injury, I'm 95% certain that that's what I have.
Okay, which shoulder?
And it has healed. It's the right shoulder, and it has been healing very, very, very slowly. I still experience some, more than twinges on a daily basis. Sometimes it really is very painful, but most of the time it's been tamped down. The healing is processing, but it's still not completed at all.
Looks like Jude is starting to work on it. Are you working on the shoulder?
Yeah, and we're kind of working locally around
that. What, with Chiron and Mercury, it looks like?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mercury has a correspondence to the shoulder through its relationship to Gemini.
Oh.
It also helps. It also
relates. Our shoulder is a Gemini thing? I didn't know that.
It also relates to the nervous system, so it helps with nerve related, discomfort as well.
And on the same side of my body, Jude and Paul, there's a kind of an ongoing, much longer situation with tinnitus in my right ear. And that's been, the most long-lasting issue that I'm dealing with is a spinal issue. And there might be a relationship amongst all three of those issues, so I don't know. But while I was waiting to go on the air, I just adjusted the very highest part of my spine where it connects with the skull. I'm sure you know what that's about. So I can sit here with a little bit more of an ability to articulate and think clearly.
It looks like she's using the Ohm forks down your spine. It looks like now, is that what's going on?
Earlier she did. I think the Yang Chao, is that what you're doing? Which is an extraordinary vessel. It comes and wraps around the area and around the.
Yeah, it goes through the shoulder, goes around
the ear and
side of the face.
So the other thing we always tell people, and I've found this to be true when I get tinnitus in from time to time, is always, it's like information that's coming in at a frequency that I'm not
that's
listening
like, is
to.
That like the ringing in the ears stuff, isn't
it? Yeah. So it's a frequency, it's a particular frequency. And so what I do is meditate to help kind of connect with that frequency and see if there's some information out there that I need to be hearing better.
Does that help with the situation?
It does when it's from that. I mean, some people can have tinnitus from, physical ear damage. I had a guy come in years ago that he had ringing in his ears, and I said, well, how long have you had it? And he says in World War II I flew a B-17. I had 250 caliber machine guns above my head pretty much since then.
Oh, here's the big Tibetan bowl for you, Carlene. That's very nice.
Yeah, there's a little bit, I'm picking up a little bit of not quite chaotic, but less coherent energy than should be there. So this is helping actually to create coherence in general with her energy.
All right.
I appreciate that. My writing will appreciate it too.
Yeah, good. All right. So you get the bowl. And
there's one little piece up on the neck. I think just an opening, maybe just the new moon fifth, kind of where the trap and the SCM come up on that side.
So you're saying something that needed to be opened on the neck?
Yeah, the kind of muscle attachments coming up on under the skull and around the around the ear. That may be from could be from other tension. It could be from the spinal stuff. Doesn't really matter, but it just needs to be opened up and allow the energy to flow a little better.
Now she's got high frequency Ohm and new moon stuff.
Yeah, that looks good.
All right. So we're good?
I think so.
All righty. CL, Carlene, notice what's different. And thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm glad you found the phone. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We are going to take care of advertisers now. For the last time in this hour. And
Then at some point I've got to get in current events. I know we'll have time for at least one, maybe two more calls. So Nakia and Kirkland, we'll get to you. I don't know if we'll get to the others, but we'll do our best. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for pretty much everything and an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat, the other senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There is a wellness blend vegetarian formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a poultry formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the source. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I love it. The Jingle Cats even do Alvin. The Chipmunks. Oh, I love it. Alrighty, hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And in this hour, we heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just want to tell you there's a lot of great holiday stuff going on at Ananda this month, and I hope you can join me. I'll be there for the Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve. It's at 9 p.m. and of course all the services are free. There'll be a Christmas Day service at noon, and
a New Year's Day service at noon as well. Also, New Year's Eve meditation and celebration from 10 p.m. to midnight at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. All of these events are free. And then remember, too, the your next opportunity for the Hatha Raja Yoga Intensive will be the end of January. It starts at both East West Bookshop and the Meditation Temple in Bothell. And you can check all of those things out at anandawashington.org. Also, check out Darcy Pariso. But she'd make a great gift, communication, animal communications, and her medium shift. DarcyPariso.com. Also, Jude and Paul Pott and Whispering Dragon. You guys do gift certificates.
Yeah.
And you have a hot deal going on. Tune in, tune out. And as long as you book a session before January 15th, it can be any time after that. Just have to book by then. $20 off for all new clients in the office and $20 off for all remotes, whether you're new or not new. All righty then. Oh, and you can whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and the phone number is 206-706-2836. All righty then. I guess we are going to head to Kenmore and welcome Nakia to Animal World. Welcome, Nakia. Hello. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, Jude and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
That's our pleasure.
I feel like I'm living in some sort of a bubble, and I am needing to break out and change my life. And I'm having a little bit of a resistance on my part, and some in my household, and some encouragement in my household, but a dog that's waking me up at 5:30 in the morning, and I can't get back to sleep. And unless I take something, and then I don't get up until noon, and I'm thinking, okay, so how's this going to work with me getting a job so I can break out and also making enough money to live on? So I have some personal concerns here going around racing in my head, and I'm wondering if I have any ancestral things that are keeping me from just doing my thing, or curses, or am I just making excuses? I don't know.
Well, are you guys picking up anything around Nakia?
Yeah, I mean, we don't think of it as making excuses, and sometimes there can be ancestral energies. I think there's a component of what they were in Chinese medicine they would call overpensiveness, which basically means thinking too much. it has to do with sort of worry and kind of mulling over stuff, or even, I mean, it can get to a point where it's almost obsessive.
I had a teacher that once called it mental masturbation.
Well,
but
again, you know, it's interesting. We've had a theme today, the energy of the spleen, when it's a little off, can lead to this overthinking part. We were talking about how with I think it was the first caller who was in school, that the overthinking can cause the spleen to...
Oh, yeah, that was Alyssa.
Yeah, but also the opposite is true. If the spleen gets weak, it can create an energy of overthinking, and so people will tend to kind of, think too much or get so hung up in thought cycles that they can't, kind of get out of them. So so Jude's been working on...
Worked on the Dai to help move forward.
Right.
So I opened that up, and then I worked on the Chong so to balance the pensiveness, and also if there are intergenerational issues to
right.
kind of balance that out.
Yeah, so that Chong channel that works with the... as we were talking about before with digestive issues, it also helps to balance the spleen, and it helps with the overthinking and all of that.
Oh, you're getting a couple of bowls here, the big bowl and the big medium bowl, or the small big bowl.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Love those sounds together. That sounds really great. Sounds better than me, that's for sure.
That's a nice sound.
Yeah, aren't those bowls? I just love the bowls. And it's quite lovely if you go in, you know, go into Whispering Dragon Center for a session and we're in the gong room. I love it when they get lots of bowls out. And when they sometimes they put a bowl on me, like when I was in Friday, you put bowls on me a couple of times. I love that because you know, you hear the sound, but you feel the vibration going into your body. It's really, it's really neat.
I need that.
So Jude's opening up a portal here for kind of dimensional shifting, kind of allowing access to a kind of connection to higher self and kind of getting in, you know, allowing yourself to be heart or spirit guided more than head guided.
Well, I felt somewhat cut off from God since my brother died, and so it's been some of the problem. Yeah. I left my worship team. I left everything. I couldn't take it. I couldn't even listen to the music anymore.
Well, we're actually talking about the part of yourself within yourself that connects to, you know, to spirit or God or however you relate to that. But there, you know, there's a part of us that's the light or the spark or, you know, the spirit, the soul, that is the direct connection. So rather than, you know, sometimes it can be helpful to have groups or churches or whatever, but also you can do a lot of that connection through your own inner guidance.
Yeah, and this portal would allow you to access you because part of you is sort of not aligned up with yourself. And so also really kind of dropping into heart space for you and just feeling that connection because that'll let you be more trusting of what the universe has to offer you.
The other thing I was thinking, Nakia, Darcy Parisa will be in the second Sunday of January. You know, and she's a great medium. It might be a good idea to connect with your brother.
Okay.
So call us the second Sunday of January, okay?
And Jude's doing some grounding here as well.
And Jude's grounding you now.
Ground in these frequencies she's been working on.
All right.
Did you do any Nibiru? Let's do just a little Nibiru in the field.
All right.
Did do Jupiter for expansion.
Okay, for expansion.
Jupiter for expansion.
Yeah, and this is to create a kind of a new template. So you can get, there's a lot of old patterning here that's we're kind of trying to clear out, and I'm not sure if we're going to get all of it in a 5-minute session here, but it should help to start it moving anyway.
Yeah, and it'd be a great gift to yourself to go have a gong room session.
So pay attention to what's different.
Yeah, pay attention to what's different, Nakia, and let me know how you're doing, and be sure and call us when Darcy's on the second Sunday of January, okay?
I'll plan on that. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy holidays.
Take care.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 all that good stuff. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We better get current events in here. Get another version of the Jingle Cats. All righty then. Speaking of entertainment, you got one last chance, as far as I know, to get some Santa Paws pictures today. If you go to the Mud Bay Shoreline Mud Bay before 2 o'clock, anytime now to 2 o'clock, they're doing Santa Paws pictures that actually benefit Meow. For a $10 donation, you'll get a printed photo on site and a digital image via email. So that's the Shoreline Mud Bay store today until 2 if you want Santa Paws pictures. All right, let's see. Now, this is a new request. Pigs Peace Sanctuary, which is the wonderful pig sanctuary up in the Stanwood area, urgently needs your help. They need donations because they've got a group of abused pigs that they rescued, and they have to be together, and their winter sleeping area is a three-sided shed, and it's it's just open like that. It's just way too cold for them. And so Judy needs some donations to be able to build in that room for them so they have an indoor sleeping area. And you can learn more about it by going to their website, www.pigspeace.org, pigspeace.org. Or if you just want to send them money, Pigs Peace Sanctuary, the mailing address is P.O. Box 295, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's P.O. Box 295, Stanwood, Washington, 28292. Remember, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, 6th Annual Pet Food Drive is underway through December 31st. Canned and dry food for dogs and cats can be dropped off at collection barrels at more than 20 local businesses and at the Homeward Shelter. For a list of those drop-off locations and more information, go to www.homewardpet.org. And then new, mark your calendars, next year, Homeward's annual fur ball auction and dinner will be Saturday, April 15th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. And tickets are now on sale, again, at www.homewardpet.org. Let's see here. And Seattle Animal Shelter is looking for donations of new and used dog houses and dog loos. For to be donated for dogs in need. You can drop them off at the Seattle Animal Shelter on 15th Avenue West in Seattle. And and remember, to when it's cold like this, protect your animals. Remember that the water freezes, so you need fresh water or water inside for them. I had to get out my cooker for my fountain in the back that a lot of birds use and critters that come through my property. So I've had my cooker out on and off during these big freezes so that they always have fresh water. So remember that too. Okay, now coming up on Animal World, coming up today, if you stay tuned, you will a live broadcast of the confessional once again today. And then I'm doing something haven't done in 22 plus years. Next week is the last Sunday of the month, and it will actually be Christmas Day. Can't tell you, I've done a number of shows on Christmas Day. I don't remember how many, but I remember the first one was back at KVI, the first year of doing the show. And I remember I wore my Christmas jammies in and my Woofody slippers that Krista and Rhonda gave me, and you squeezed the nose and they howled like wolves. And I had so much fun in that KVI studio honking my Wolfody slipper noses. So many of you longtime listeners might remember that. But this year we are taking the Sunday off. So we will rerun our Christmas show next week. And then it's New Year's Day would be the first Sunday of January. And that's what I've never done before. I've never had two Sundays in a row off, I don't think, in 22 years. So we are going to run an encore presentation on January 1st. And that will be Morley Venkatro, Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Hatha Yoga director. He was in the studio sharing the sacred secrets of Hinduism and the lineage of yoga, and it was truly mesmerizing. I mean, I almost missed a break. If Mike hadn't gotten my attention, I would have totally spaced a break in the show. It was that mesmerizing. So I hope you'll tune in on New Year's Day to hear Morley, and then we will be live back in the studio the second Sunday of January, and that will be Talk With Your Animals Sunday with Darcy. Remember, she's a great animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, and we'd love to hear from you then. And gosh, Jude and Paul Ponton, thank you for spending doing our Christmas show, and
we
for
love it.
Being brave enough to sing with me. Like I said, you've got the Christmas show because you're the only ones that will sing with
for
me.
For better or worse.
Yeah, yeah. But I love your shows, and because, the more you listen to the tones, even though they're doing the acutonics and the tones and the bowls and poos and all of that for specific, people on the air, if you just listen, you benefit.
Oh, I mean, that's people talk to us about, what happens to you guys because you have this stuff all the time. And we get, we get incredible benefit from treating people. So I can come in the morning and feel a little off myself, and after the first session, I feel great.
Yeah, yeah. So just listening again next week will benefit you, and especially for the holiday and going into the new year. And remember that Whispering Dragon has Tune Up, Tune In, and Tune Out special going on. If you book a session before the 15th of January, you don't have to come in before then. You just have to make the appointment. $20 off for new clients in the office, and $20 off remote sessions, whether you're a new or previous client, it doesn't matter. $20 off for new clients in the office, and $20 off remotes. You can reach them at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and the office number is 206-706-2836. So, let's see. I think we have covered all the bases, have we not? Because I told you what's coming up. It's a live confessional. Next week is Encore, and New Year's Day is Morley, Ventrico, and Hinduism, and all that good stuff. June and Paul are... You will be back in the studio. Well, let's see. This is December, January. You'll be back February. But we're switching Sundays with you and Dr. Nels will be in on the third Sunday of February. You guys will be in the second Sunday of February. So that'll be your next opportunity to hook up with Jude and Paul here on Animal World. And again, I'm going to remind you, Darcy Pariso, Talk With Your Animals Sunday, the second Sunday of January. And then the third Sunday of January, I've got Dr. Bill Burlingame nailed down. So it's going to be Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill. And hopefully we'll get to talk about the Pleckner syndrome and all of the great immune stuff and the great work that Bill and I have been doing with this immune work and how it's helping. So I guess, boy, that's it. And I want to say, Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much. Jude and Paul Potten, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And from my heart to yours and the animal kingdom, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.